This is Pat.
Blog Talk Radio.
No made up nigga, I'm straight up nigga. Still in the projects where I came up, nigga. On a scaffold doing 10 sets of 10, getting my weight up, nigga.
Yeah! What's happening, folks? It's your man, Beast Bone Gun. Live on the off-ramp on this August 12, 2013, 11 p.m. Again, this is the off-ramp, where this is a show for the people, by the people. You want to call up and talk politics like my man, extra money, you call up and talk politics. You want to call up, crack some jokes, crack on some people, talk shit, call up and do it. This is your show. This is our show for you. Feel free to call in 646-915-8680. What's happening,
bruh? What's good?
Not much. How was the weekend, man? How you got a case on Mondays? What's popping in these streets?
Ah, man, it's cool, man. Everything was good. Had a long run. Still feeling it. You feeling it? 12 miles, no joke.
Yeah, man. Actually, my legs feel fine today, yo. But yesterday, yo, the body wasn't built to run that long, yo. Like your body is not made, huh?
Right. No, I'm saying I just had my calves are a little tight, but I also worked out and I ran 3 miles a day, so there was a lot going on. And now my legs are hurt.
Yeah, it's so funny because I was doing good on my run, right? It's so funny how the world just works, yo. Like, I was doing good at my job. Like, I basically, to run to the beach from my house is about 7 miles, right? It's about 6.5 to 7 miles. So I said I was going to run to the beach and run back, and that was going to be about my 12, 13 miles.
Right.
Because I was going to end up, like, if I did it the whole way, I'd end up being close to 14 miles, actually. So I jogged to the beach, I was on my way back. It's so funny that I saw my neighbors driving by because they were on their way to the beach to go have some beers. So, I gave a little wave and kept on my little trot. At this point, I don't even consider that myself it was a jog. I kind of was just putting one foot in front of the other, swinging my arms. So I have a good jog up until about the 5.5, 6 mile mark. Then it just goes downhill. But my neighbors swing around, like they make a U-turn and like stop in like the middle of the road to get a car. And the first thing they say is, "What the fuck are you doing down here?"
That's what your neighbors say.
Yeah, it was like, "Yo, why are you down here exercising?" He was like, "You know how far you're away from home?" I was like, "Yeah." He was like, man, it's 100 degrees out here. Because, I picked the wrong time to run. Like, I probably would have felt better if I initially got up at 9 o'clock in the morning like I wanted to. But you're running at 1 o'clock in the afternoon in August, it's just not a good idea.
Right.
But I give it to my neighbor. Yeah. He dropped, like, 3 waters on me, though. Yeah. Told me he wasn't leaving until I drank them, yeah. So he kind of messed up my time.
Right.
But, you know, you got
to
let the people decide.
It's hard to respond. Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said it's hard to restart, like, once you stop, too.
Yeah. Once you lose that momentum, it's pretty much a wrap.
Right. That's good, though.
So,
I'm glad you're sticking with it. Race is going to be in a couple weeks.
I know. And the bad thing is I'm headed out of town tomorrow. I'm going to try to get some running in, you know. But it's like a bad time to go to a wedding, you know. It's like I'm in good enough shape where I feel like I'll be able to complete the race how I want to complete it. Yeah, this week can mess me up bad, yeah.
When you hold on, I thought you were leaving from up here down there, or up in the Philly. Which way are you going?
Well, I'm leaving to go to Jersey tomorrow because my flight is out of Philadelphia Wednesday
right.
morning at like 7 a.m.
Oh, I
said I was definitely partying in Dallas for a couple of days, and then I got to come back.
Oh, okay. So what you going to do in Jersey?
Getting on a plane to... I'm gonna go to Jersey, holler at Mr. Righteous, and then go take my ass to Philly.
Okay, I see what you're saying. I thought I was all messed up. Yeah, I thought you meant you were going to Jersey and then leaving next Wednesday. I'm not even thinking today is Monday out here. Yeah, so you leaving tomorrow to come up to Jersey, and then your flight is Wednesday.
Yeah, B.
Okay. You just gotta be disciplined. When's the wedding?
Say that again?
When's the wedding? Saturday?
Friday.
Friday? Oh, it's a Friday wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. My thing is, I mean, I would definitely just try to at least get your run in on, even if you can get it run, when you get down there on Wednesday, and then maybe you don't do the Friday joint, but at least if you can get your long run. I think the most important thing is the long run, not necessarily an intermediate thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, if you get your, intermediate run in, because the intermediate run is always, in the middle of the week, you know what I'm saying? It's always, the little 5-mile, 6-mile run, and then you get your long run. And I think once you get that distance, I think you'll be good.
Yeah, I'm definitely try to get it in, but it's one of the things, you know who what type of friends you have and what their little quirks are, yo. This is one of my boys, yo. He ain't going to let none of us out of his sight, yo. He's going to want to go, he's going to want to go 100 miles an hour the whole time. He's a real good dude and all that. But he's going to try not to sleep this week.
Yeah. Well, if you're flying on Tuesday, you probably party Wednesday, you may have to just wake up a little early before people really get up.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. I mean, I'm hoping I get it in. I got my gear in the bag.
Hopefully you'll have a good time down there.
Yeah, buddy. So what's been going on in the news nowadays, man? I mean, what we got a bunch of different topics that we can discuss. I left my damn paper at work. I hate when I do this shit. I've been writing stuff down all day.
Hmm.
And then I forget my stuff at the house, yo. Forget my stuff back at work. You got anything in particular you want to talk about?
Preseason football started. Which is great. You know what I mean? So I love that. Just having football back on officially. I think that's definitely a good time of year, especially because between the NBA finals and then, you know what I mean, the preseason, that joint is just like a weird, awkward time for sports and being as a sports fan. Because there ain't really shit going on but baseball, and I don't really follow baseball like that, so...
Yeah, baseball is definitely one of the niche sports. I'm definitely happy to see that football is back on. I mean, it's a lot of good stories. You know, you still got the whole RG3 thing that's going on between him and Mike Shanahan. I still don't understand what happened with that. I hate the Redskins, but, you know, as a football fan, you still, certain things confuse me. So you mean to tell me, and I wish we had our Redskin apologist, T. Ross, on. So you mean to tell me that RG3 was hurt last year, which we all saw. He told Mike Shanahan he was good to go in. Mike Shanahan lets him play. He subsequently tears his knee up and then comes back and says, it's Mike Shanahan's fault that I was in the game. He needs to protect me from myself. So now it's the preseason, and Mike Shanahan said, you're not playing the preseason. But now RG3 isn't happy with that and voices displeasure because he says that he wants to prove that he's ready to play. I'm starting to think that this kid's a little spoiled.
Yeah, I think either that or this dude is kind of like one of those, like, he's like bipolar out there.
Yeah, he might. It's a weird situation.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, I think it's all about being competitive. So, yeah, he wants people to protect him for himself, but by the end of the day, he still wants to be out on the field. So, I mean, I don't know. Who knows? But I'm glad it is. What you think about your Eagles, though?
It's probably going to be a rough season. It's probably going to be, like I said, I'm hoping that we have the new Bill Walsh, but we could just have the next Steve Spurrier. I mean, you just never know with the Eagles. I am with Chip Kelly. You know what I mean, from what they're saying is that he might run a 2 QB system, and he might switch quarterbacks depending on who they're playing that week.
I watched a little bit of it though. Y'all look, I mean, Zeke looked good. I mean, he connected with Rashawn Jackson like it was like the same daggone, like it was back in the day out there. Yeah.
The first Zeke looked good. The second drive, he looked like he reverted back to old Zeke and was running around and didn't look like he knew where he wanted to go with the football.
Right. But Matt Barkley look good too, though. Matt Barkley look good too. I like some of the plays y'all was running. So I mean, y'all may surprise a lot of people. I think it'll go either way. Like, you know what I mean? Like I think y'all may surprise a lot of people just because they don't know exactly what y'all gonna come out with as far as like play calling and all of that kind of stuff. But who knows? I like the way the Niners started out. I think our line, our second and third line, is some poop, Like because the thing is, like with Harbaugh, like he only carry 8 linemen, like he don't carry a lot of linemen, and so they were all talking about like who these linemen are, and this dude, like all of them, was out there hadn't. Colzine and McCoy out here on them ice skates, They couldn't stand in the pocket to save their life without that joint collapsing. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I'm like, it's crazy out here, and the thing is, we are already 7 deep, so it's only one person. They're only playing for one spot. It's not even like, because we brought 7 linemen back, And so it's not like they're playing for a lot. But at the end of the day, I would hope, so basically, we went down there, kicked the field goal, and then Anthony Dixon, we had a couple holding that, we had two big ones that called back from holding, and then gave up a sack, ended up getting out of field goal range. Like, we started on our own 35, get down to their 10, that's when he gets called back. Then we get down, big play, get called back. Like, it was just crazy, the way she was going, so.
But you got to be a fan to watch the
twos and threes.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, you got to be a real fan to watch the twos and threes. But I think it definitely tells you where your team is going because injuries pop up. So I don't know.
Yeah, because I damn sure don't watch the threes sometimes.
Yeah, I mean the defense looked good. I liked the way our defense was. I mean, even the twos and threes, they definitely held their own. But our offense system was just trash. We were just totally out of sync. After our first unit got in, it was crazy. There's a lot of young guys.
I think Bolden is just a hell of a pickup, I think Bolden is one of the most underrated wide receivers in the NFL, Kids like Chris Carter, catches the football,
Yeah, that's that, and he runs that intermediate route, which is great for us. I mean, especially like I was dying to see that what was gonna happen, and then he got like first two catches, in the nine of football is like first downs out there, So I was like, yeah, this is a good time. I mean, first two catches for a first down. I mean, that's what we need from to move the chains. That we're horrible on third down. So,
yeah,
man. But I like the young boys. I don't know. EJ Manuel definitely look good, but I think, again, you know, you got to take preseason with a grain of salt.
I'll tell you who look good. CJ Spiller. That Clemson kid is
I tell you what, I'll give you a little bit of inside advice, yo. Go ahead and draft him number one, yo, in your fantasy league, yo. Go ahead and get
you should draft him number one?
Yeah, first pick, yo. You draft CJ Spiller, yo.
He probably won't still be on the board by the time I get there.
Yeah, right. That dude's gonna be there.
Yeah, I ain't picking him up first. I got a whole new strategy. I gotta send you this money tonight too. But I got a whole new strategy, yo. Fantasy football, yo. Can't tell you though, but just know that I don't know, yo. I think my ring is gonna be called Piss on You, yo. Do we have to get a certain type of?
Do we have to get a certain type of name on the form? You basically get whatever you want on that.
They're gonna
get the piss on you,
yo.
That's funny. That's funny, yo. Yo, man.
You gonna go to any games, yo? Yeah, I still say we need to seriously, think about, like, figuring out a place to go to a game every year, yo.
I definitely do that. I don't have a problem with that. We just got to get it and hook up together, yeah.
Like, it's 32 NFL stadiums. There's no reason why we can't go to one or two a year, yo. It goes to a different one every year. You know? I mean, some I could do without. Like, I'm not trying to go to Green Bay in January. Like, we'd have to do, like, Green Bay in, like, September.
Right. What about the Super Bowl, though? Your Super Bowl's in New York, yo. We should definitely try to just get up there for, like, some something, yo. Like, just experience it.
I don't know if I'm feeling the Super Bowl in New York, yo. It's gonna be cold as hell, yo.
I know. You always say you wanna be in New York in January, but I mean at the end of the day I think it's still Super Bowl, yo. We can bundle up
for a couple days,
yeah, like, my bad, yo, watching Love and Hip Hop, yo, reunion out here, yo.
You watch that show?
Yeah, it's horrible, yo. Like, it's laughable, almost, yo. Like, these people and how everybody's a rapper, but make it diss rappers. Besides K. Michelle, yeah, I ain't heard none of these chicks, yo. I don't see where they're getting their airplay from. Yeah, I try to look them up. Yeah, their songs are some trash on the little mixtape, little, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I can imagine trying to be on one of them shows, yeah. Like, it's what do your parents say, Like, I understand, like we were talking about earlier, like, all of our different topics on the email. I can understand that my parents probably wouldn't be proud of a lot of stuff I've done in my life, But I know they'll be proud of most of it. But this just, I'm not going to deliberately make them upset by looking like a fool on TV,
Cause my thing is this, yo. Like, I just don't understand. Like for instance, there's a chick that Stevie J done. She went from a strip club, now all of a sudden she thinks she's a singer. Like, come on, yo.
Like, oh, that's the chick. Right? Didn't it say she looked like a man?
Yeah, she do, yo.
But
she really
loves like
him, man. And now he making it rain on a damn, making it rain on a damn stage. Yo, this is horrible, yo. Yeah, this dude, PJ, is a clown. Yo, he remind me of Galloway.
Yeah, that is a perfect fit because that actually does work, yo. Man, JG,
yeah,
yo. But yo, actually, he used to, like, he had hits for, he wrote hits for Diddy.
Who?
Stevie J.
I'm sure he got a hustle, but yeah, just, he got these chicks that's trying to put on, yo. You gotta understand, yo, it's hard to get a female rapper on. Yo. I don't know why he invested all his money and all that. It just not gonna happen, yo.
Yeah, I was listening to the Jay-Z interview with Power 105, and they were talking about female rappers, and he was like, yeah, the middle album wasn't that bad if you listen to it. He was like, so why'd you drop her?
Hold on. You talking about the middle?
Yeah. Remember the middle, the light-skinned chick Rockefeller?
Yeah.
They were talking about how bad Emil was as a rapper of female rappers. And he was like, well, her album wasn't that bad. And it was like, so why'd you drop her then?
And what'd he say?
He just laughed, yo. You know, nowadays, kids don't answer questions. They just laugh it off.
Right, right.
Which is what I would do, yo. If I got hit with a bad question, yo, I'm just laughing it off. Yo. I'm like, yeah, you crazy, yo.
Right. I feel you.
It's actually a pretty good interview, though. Jay-Z was on Bill Maher the other day, yo.
Good morning. You said Good Morning America?
Nah, he was in Bill Maher, the HBO joint.
Oh, Bill Maher. Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I watched it. I didn't know he was on that.
It's actually the most uncomfortable I've ever seen, Jay, yo. You can tell he's just out of his element, yo. But you know what stood out to me, if you ever watch it? How respectful Jay-Z is, yo. Like, he kept saying, because, you know, you've seen Bill Maher, right?
Yeah.
So you know how sometimes he has his guests come in, and, like, even though he has his panel of people, he'll, like, have a special guest, and he'll turn just and talk to the special guest?
Right.
And, like, the panel won't say nothing? Well, Jay
right.
was the first person, and like, I mean, he even said it on there, and it's true. Like, he pointed out, he's like, yeah, I just feel uncomfortable, and we're just having a conversation, and, like, there's three other people here. I feel like we're being ignorant. Hello, everyone. How are y'all doing? It was just so funny, yo. It was so simple,
yeah.
But it was so funny. And, like, after the show, like, you know how everybody just, like, kind of sits in their chair, like, Jay got up to shake everybody's hands. Like, you can tell he's just a different type of cat, you know. But he didn't seem comfortable, yeah. Like, the whole time talking about politics, he just didn't seem comfortable, yeah. But it's a good show.
Right. Oh, yeah, it's crazy, though, yeah. Yeah, did you see the Sanjay Gupta stuff on medical marijuana?
Did I see who?
Did you hear
that
again?
Oh, that Sanjay joint?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought they did a good job, yo.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just
yeah,
like...
That joint was amazing go. With that six-year-old kid, with the six-year-old girl.
Oh,
right.
With the seizures, yo? That thing's heartbreaking,
yeah.
Yo.
Yo, but that was amazing. Like, amazing that it helped.
Yeah, I can't believe it stopped her from having. They said she was only down to one seizure a day now.
Right.
She said,
could you imagine 100? Yeah, could you imagine 100 a day, 100 seizures a day? Could you imagine your kid going to 100, 300 seizures a week? Yeah. That's crazy.
I couldn't imagine at all. Yeah, them cluster seizures, yo. like, my dog has them, yeah, and it's scary. It's heartbreaking going through that, yeah. He only has them, like, once a year.
Right.
I could imagine 300 a day, you know. Even though I did say now that, after I saw that special, I was going to buy some weed and blow it in his face, you know, and see what happens.
Yeah, you got to get the right strands, you know. You got to get the one that's not high on THC, you know, but the CBD joint. I didn't even know it was that much into weed, you know, but apparently there's a lot of small weed heads out there, you know, growing this stuff, you know.
Yo, how did you to take this stuff out of a plant, you know?
Yeah, I have absolutely no idea.
That's what amazed me.
Well, I don't even know how they split like the chemicals up. And so one is high concentration and one and the other. Like, how do you lower THC, like, you know, make it higher? How do you put that in there? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, man, I don't get that either, yo. So I tell the guy, man, I need regular weed, yo.
Yeah, but, I mean, I guess apparently that people are a lot of flavor. They're smarter out there, baby. I don't know. Maybe they cross just like they'll take something that's high in THC and mix it with something low and then come up with this balance. Like, I don't know. Crazy, though.
Yeah, man, I don't know, yo. But that special was crazy, though. Yeah, I mean, it's good to see it. What's crazy also, though, is that, like, the other kids who need it can't get to it because it's, like, on that Charlotte's Web is, like, on back order. It's, like, how do we get involved in that business to start growing that, you know?
Right. Yeah, I the only thing, all my only criticism about the special, I know it's about medical marijuana and stuff, but I think that, like, they could have did a little bit. I know it wasn't about cigarettes and all that other kind of stuff, but when they were talking about, like, the side effects and the effects of it and all the stuff that had to do with the brain and the addictive properties and all that other kind of stuff, I wish it would have just at least compared it to, like, cigarettes. You know what I mean? Like, because, if you think about it from, like, a teenager's perspective, because that's what they were talking about, and talking about how they get addicted and, you know what I mean, all that kind of stuff. Like, I think if they could compare that to, like, what nicotine does to the brain, what nicotine does to that kind of stuff. And I know they probably wasn't doing it because of the simple fact that that's not technically illegal, cigarettes are, right? So, but I would like to see that, like, compare and contrast between the two.
Right.
Because, I mean,
yeah,
it's something in the portrait.
That'd be an interesting
study. Right. Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. But, yeah, it's crazy. I didn't even know that it was a lot. Like, even over in Israel, they're doing all that research. Yo, did you see the University of Mississippi?
Yo, that vault was real, yo. Yeah, I think we can get in there, yo. Like, half big, Joe.
Son, they had that little highest concentration of weed, yo, like 39%, yo. Talking about you smoke that, you instantly being getting paranoid and hallucinating, yo. I'm like, I want to do what that be like.
Yo, not me, yo. So I tell them I need regular weed, yo. I don't want to see what that be like. Don't hear from me, yo.
Yo, you be in the club flying, yo. Like have a nice guy, yo. You in the club, yo, floating, yo. Or you be seeing Ivory, yo. You be seeing Ivory come in and talk about, yo, you ain't get high scores, yo.
I think I study high, get high scores. That's a great lie, yo.
Right.
Yeah, man. Yo, when y'all going to have to run the show for the next couple of days, yo?
You going to call in?
Yeah, I'll call in every night, yo.
I forgot how to do it. Yeah, you gotta send me how to do it.
I got you.
All right. But
all right, brother, that's our show for tonight, man. We'll wrap again tomorrow. Live from Dallas, son. Well, actually, tomorrow will be live from Jersey, but.
That's all good.
All right, brother.
All right, y'all. Peace.